5. How ghosts affect relationships. 1/1/2001, 12:01 and 1 second a.m. It is everything but an understatement to call this room white. It is white in so absolute a sense that it is almost impossible for the eye to detect the intersection of angles where the four walls meet ceiling, where ceiling meets walls, where walls meet floor, to pick out each individual object placed within the room, for all of these are completely white as well. The furnishings are few and plain. A bed, a nightstand, a white lamp with a white lampshade, a blank white canvas within a white frame, a white table and two white chairs, one placed at the north end of the table and one at the south. On the southern wall, there is a window, one window with white drapes. Outside, snow is falling so hard, the land and sky blur together, white-out conditions. The white door with its white marble knob is set into the eastern wall. However, any sense of direction would be lost as soon as one were to dare enter the white room. Indeed, even the ability to tell up from down would be jeopardized. That is how achromatic is this room. Though Lisbeth Margeride has no recollection of ever once having entered the room, she has been here many, many times, and in its way each time has been different. But always her awareness of being here begins with her seated in the white chair at the southern end of the table, facing her sister, Elle, who sits at the northern end, facing her. Both of them are wearing nothing but white cami knickers that would have been fashionable in the 1930s, with matching white stockings and Mary Janes. There is a chessboard on the table between them, and it too is entirely white, every one of the 64 squares precisely identical, and yet unmistakably distinct. The first violation of the room's immaculateness is the 16 and 16 chess pieces themselves, as there are both white and black pieces. The black pieces are arranged before Lisbeth and the white before Elle. It is appropriate, Lisbeth thinks, as Lisbeth always thinks, that her sister will make the opening move, as is ever the privilege of white, in keeping with the colour scheme of the white room. The second violation is the sisters themselves. Though their hair and eyebrows are almost as pale as the room, their milky skin seems just shy of pink in this place, and their blue eyes are as radiant as star sapphires. Their 20 fingernails have been polished crimson, their lips are rouged, shocking dabs of colour amid the tyranny of white. White! This is the illusion of a single colour perceived by the three sorts of cone cells present in the human eye when confronted simultaneously with all the wavelengths of the visible spectrum at once. White isn't the absence of colour, as many mistakenly believe. It is rather the perfect reflection and perception of all colours, therefore the antithesis of black, black being perfect absorption, which is the perception of the absence of colour. Elle moves her queen's white knight ahead 2 spaces and 1 space west. Lisbeth studies the move. It may seem hours before she counters. One must move with the utmost care. Too much is always at stake. Always. Sometimes even the gods themselves are merely pieces in a higher game, and the players of this game, in turn, are merely pieces in an endless hierarchy of larger chessboards. "My move," Lisbeth says. "Take all the time you need, love," answers Elle, as she always does. "What matter if you take 100 years? She speaks with neither malice nor restlessness. "A slow sort of country," said the queen. "Now here, you see, it takes all the running you can do to keep in the same place. If you want to get somewhere else, you must run at least twice as fast as that." Beyond the white door lies an endless white hallway. Lisbeth knows this instinctually, though she has never once stood, crossed the room and dared to open the door. There is a soft horror in all this white that would be increased 100-fold, she suspects, if the door were ever opened. "I don't really think it's a hallway at all. It's a maze. The white hands of the white clock on the white wall count off the seconds, minutes, and hours. There is too much time here, and there is no time at all. In all this white, Lisbeth's thoughts inevitably begin to blur, which is unfair as one needs clarity for chess, and her sister always gets the first move, being always white, and so still has clarity before the onset of the blur. This room is, Lisbeth thinks, a cathedral to what? Closed systems where entropy prevails? A permutation of the second law of thermodynamics? Quantum mechanical zero-point energy? Dissolution? The Nernst heat theorem? Insanity? Faultless sanity? If you're cold, love, Elle says to her, you may open the window. I may, yes. No one and nothing is stopping me. Then comes the third violation. Her name is not Twisby, but that's the only name she has ever provided to the twins. Or her name is not Thisby. There is sometimes contention between the sisters on this point, but the woman has never offered a definitive answer, no matter how many times they've inquired. She is someone we will meet. Lisbeth knows this, just as she knows that her first move will involve a pawn, no matter how much she wishes otherwise. She knows that the woman is threat and shelter, peril and deliverance, a future catalyst. When the woman speaks, the air shimmers and the twins turn towards her in unison. The legs of their white chairs scrape in unison as a single sound against the white floor. There is but one evil, the woman named Twisby, or Thisby, tells them. Only a single sin. It is waste. Were it not for me and what I will teach you when you are ready, you would be wasted. I cannot abide that. I will come to light the fuse, to provide the push that will be necessary to begin the... She pauses, then adds, to begin the cascade. The woman opens her hands. Her left palm has been painted as red as the twins' lips and fingernails. Her right is the colour of Lisbeth's chess pieces, which is to say, all colours. Quietness is wholeness at the centre of stillness, says Twisby, or Thisby. But this is only your cocoon, Lisbeth. This is only your cocoon, El. Such a metamorphosis awaits you. You will see. There will be no waste, no sin, no evil. And then she's gone. Your move, says El. Yes, replies Lisbeth. My move. When at last she wakes from the dream of the white room, Lisbeth Marjoride lies very still, smelling her own sweat on the damp sheets, and she keeps her eyes trained on her sister, still fast asleep in her own bed. She watches Elle until dreams come again.